Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Welcome back, and it is now or never, and I can only tell you that my worlds are colliding with schedules and everything else. And it's great. I mean, I think every year that we get more and more states engaged and start pushing bills for Republic review in, we're going to start getting more and more attention. And what that means, and I don't care about the attention or the buzz or the or whatever you want to say with the notoriety, with, you know, the infamy, the way the media may make a big deal out of this. The attention I care about is the conservatives in other states, or I should say constitutionals, because, you know, I don't like using the word conservative. Conservative has nothing to do with the Constitution. And so the constitutionalists in other states are going to look and they're going to start waking up. They're going to start realizing, because it takes a while for this type of message, unfortunately, and I can't understand why. As a matter of fact, I walked through the video with a few different people that we do on the southern border and how we prove that every member of Congress should be removed for failing to do what the Constitution tells them to do regarding protecting the states from an invasion. And so nobody refutes that, but I find it interesting that nobody is out there sending that link out to that video, because we don't monetize the videos. I'm not aware of any monetization. The person that runs that channel, I don't think he's collecting a penny off of any of it. And if he did, he'd probably be telling me. And so, because I've told him I'm not interested in monetizing these videos. It is about the message and getting that message out. But so this is what chafes my butt. Is why is it that video isn't being pursued? It's not being pushed out. I mean, I keep seeing the same crappy memes. I keep seeing the same crappy videos, you know, from conservatives that claim to be constitutional, or they have their, and many of these folks are selling their Constitution courses and or trying to help, you know, get people to buy into what they're peddling. Because that's how they're making their money. So it just amazes me that the truth like that, it just has a hard time gaining traction in America today. It's very frustrating. And I know many of you probably feel the same way, but I believe that maybe many of us are branded, maybe many of us are probably labeled by the, I'll just say, the prevailing thought in, you know, in our circles that, you know, well, that guy's kind of radical because he talks a lot about the truth. And so it is what it is. And so I have to kind of accept the fact that the days are coming when all of a sudden people, when they're forced to finally sit down, or when other people in other circles actually and objectively look at what we're doing with these bills and what we're trying to do down at the grassroots level and everything else, there's no doubt in my mind people are going to start recognizing what we're doing. Now, we did do yesterday, I was up in front of the county commissioners and this body of county commissioners that will have me, and I did my second presentation. And so in this presentation, I covered what to do and what Jefferson and Madison gave us, the breadcrumb of what we're supposed to do when government violates the Constitution. And I go through this, and I kind of editorialize as I go through, because I highlight these points, like, you know, when Madison talks in his report on the Virginia resolutions, in his report on that, he talks about, you know, it's paramount that the state needs to weigh the magnitude of the violations to determine whether they really need to pull the trigger on this, you know, this nuclear bomb enforcing the federal government into compliance. Now, what we want to do is we want to get a level of content of instruction for county commissioners, for state legislators, and so forth. And so I really start making the context to the county commissioners to let them know that their duty is to, you know, protect the Constitution, and they are the overseers of the state legislators. They need to take on that role. They need to actually make sure that the state legislators are doing what they're supposed to do. If you look at the design of this Constitution, the fact that we grew politically to a point where we have county legislators, you can't tell me that's not a blessing from the divine hand of providence, that now we actually have more political force to force the states, because I've told you time and time again, the states have always been the culprits of failing to do what they're supposed to do. So you just need to consider this a huge blessing and a windfall in these days that we have county commissioners, that we have an easier way of controlling. Nobody denies the fact that it would probably be very easy to overwhelmingly turn over your entire county commission over a two-year period, because if they're four-year positions, which is typically what they are, and they rotate, not everybody is up for re-election, it should be a two-year cycle where you know, in one election, you get all of those that are hesitant in doing their job and supporting the Constitution out, and people that will actually support the Constitution in, and the rest of the people that will fail to, or will refuse to do so, we will get them out, and we will get in people that will actually do their job. So what I want to do is, as soon as we get this video up, as soon as I get the video turned around, I will get it out to you. Now, the people that help me, this is where I have to share this with you, because I complain a little bit about not having help, but the fact is, I'm not really paying the guy that does my videos. I don't pay the guy that keeps the Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel up. I don't pay anybody, and I don't take money myself, but these guys do it because they know I'm not taking money, and they know that this isn't about money. This isn't an endeavor that is enriching us, and in a way, I believe that these gentlemen are being blessed, because I believe when we're doing those things that are worthy of liberty and supporting the cause of liberty, that the Lord will bless us, because he wants us to have liberty to be able to choose. And the few people that are willing, I don't think we're in a day of Sodom and Gomorrah. I really don't. I think that there's plenty of people that are waking up. And fortunately, the sign of the times are what they are. I mean, you cannot look around and say, these aren't the times. You know, winter just kicked off, folks. Winter just kicked off. And we've already seen signs of spring. The confusion of the seasons, and the confusion of what that's going to do with crops, what that's going to do with the migration of animals and so forth, there's going to be a lot of confusion and a lot of impacts from that confusion and or the failing of crops. We haven't been hit with a global famine that has been God-caused, or, you know, God-given, whatever you want to call it. We've never been hit by that in the past, you know, 50 years or so, not to the magnitude that they talked about that they had to endure during Egypt's time and other biblical times. And my friends, I'm telling you that when we look at the plagues and pestilences, we're seeing that today. And as a matter of fact, I cannot imagine, you know, seeing how many people that have been vaccinated, and then that we have all of these people that are supposedly perfectly healthy that are dying suddenly. And as a matter of fact, I can't believe that if you haven't seen the movie, because I have not seen the movie, there's a video out there. Go look, or Google "died suddenly." and just look at how many people have just seemed to be completely healthy, just died. This is a phenomenon that is occurring that is not a, I'll just say it is not an outlier. There is something that is driving this. This isn't just, oh, well, all of a sudden we've, you know, got people dying because of some electromagnetic energy that shifted in our solar system. No. Sorry, folks. These things, and there's no doubt in my mind, this goes back to the mRNA types of vaccinations. Those people that are vaccinated that are dying, or possibly even those people who have COVID, because COVID itself was a man-made engineered virus to affect the body to basically kill people. They had been working and working and working and trying to kill off a lot of people. I've told you, they don't want as many people on the earth that they have. They can't control them. They need to get the masses down in numbers and in numbers quickly and drastically so that they can control the remaining people. And so we're at a break, so I won't bleed into it because I hate it when I do that. So what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit more about Died Suddenly, and then I want to get back into the strategy of these commissioner videos and what we're doing and get into the actual issues of the strategy that we need to start highlighting and where we're going to be going really quickly. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's take a, because I don't want to just quickly brush by this, the Died Suddenly issue. Now, there's that football player from the Buffalo Bills, and I guess his name's Damar Hamlin, I think. And so here is a possibility of a Died Suddenly, that where Damar Hamlin was around so many medical people that they were able to resuscitate him, because those people weren't willing to just let him go. And so I doubt that they're going to do such a forensic check to determine why and what it is. And as a matter of fact, I believe that they'll probably come up with something that will have more to do with nothing than anything else. And so, you know, some of us are not going to be so lucky. Those friends of ours or family members who've been vaccinated or may who have had COVID, because they're not connecting. They do not want this stuff connected. They don't want to help people understand how we're dying and why all of a sudden people are dying suddenly. So you need to at least investigate this, just so that you understand why GR says it's now or never. When they started playing these games, when the pandemic got unleashed, there's no doubt in my mind, folks, the evil plot has been triggered. Because when we're talking about people here on Earth that have the authority and power to that magnitude to be able to do this and to see this actually fall in front of us, or to just basically flow out across the earth so that we can all see everybody getting affected. Well, these are the days, these are the times. If you think otherwise, then I guess the only thing I could ask is that you take some time, some solitude, and reading the scriptures, and go through Revelations, read Matthew 24, read the scriptures that pertain to the last days. I think Isaiah is a great reference as well for those who firmly believe in the Bible. Check these things out with a prayer in your heart and ask and say, are these the times? Here's the question. If these are the times, are we supposed to be doing something? Nowhere. I don't believe anywhere in the Bible there is this doctrine of surrendering. I believe that we have to be agents of good, and we have to be ambassadors for Him, that we need to do everything we can. And so there's people out there saving souls, and that's their job. That's what they do. Some of them make money from it, and some of them don't. But it doesn't matter, because that's their calling. I believe many of us, and the rest of us, we have a responsibility and a calling to secure our governments and to secure our society in ways of liberty, so that liberty can survive what's happening. So when we look at this strategy, as I'm writing, and I got to get that article done, there's just all these things I'm writing and trying to get done. There's too many, you have so many projects of writing. I've got to write a resolution of an emergency so that the state houses can start declaring emergencies and going into emergency sessions. That's really, really important that I need to do now. And the bills and working and helping with the bills that we've got, and we will have at least two states. Last year it was one state. This year it's two states. We will have two states that will be bringing forth the Republic Review bill. It's sad that I can't get Montana to pick this up, and it's sad that I can't get any of these other state houses to kind of pick these things up. But we'll do with what we've got, and we will put the pressure on. But we need your help. We need you to actually start getting more active in your county. There's no reason why we can't at least start having these conversations with each other to start getting organized and start using First Amendment petitions. Now, if there's really nothing you can do because you're so isolated that you just can't get people moving, well, what about working on writing a petition? We have plenty of petitions that need to be written. We need people to actually sit down and take the time to do that. If you think that there's nothing you can do but you want to help, give us a call, 425-270-5416. Give us a call, and we will find a way that you can help, you can contribute. Again, I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for you to support this cause or this tax-free donation. No. And as a matter of fact, thank God we didn't have the problems we have today with tax-free and taxes and all the nefarious things that have come up that have become so factionalized in our society to where we get bogged down because of taxes and tax-free movements and so forth. Thank God the American Revolution was very straightforward, that they didn't have these types of divisive I'll say entities where you've got all these organizations. The second, we got to protect your guns. No, their assault was very direct, and they saw it as it was. Let's just take a quick second, because I just went through it again with the county legislators, the county commissioners, when I went through the Alien and Sedition Acts. You know, the way Madison and Jefferson were acting, they were acting like this was the end of the Constitution, that they knew that the barriers would be broken, that government would start doing worse and worse, that we needed to stop them now. And it was so much that they put everything on the line. It was like the Second Revolution with, you know, right after the Revolution, or actually during, because really the British and American Revolution didn't truly end by, you know, accepting treaties and behavior. Britain has been a nefarious giant and an empire builder for years and years. They're still at it, folks. If you think otherwise, you may not see, you know, the iron fist of tyranny from Britain, but they are still pulling strings, and they're very nefarious. So as we look at what Madison and Jefferson did, they recognized within the American political system that they were already seeing this assault on the Constitution. And they basically, I mean, when you read what they said that this is the magnitude that we must rise to the occasion and force them, arrest this evil. Anyway, so when you look, and as I tried to explain this to the county commissioners, they saw it at that, you know, in that instance, how destructive it was. Look at today with our southern border. Look at today with all of the things, the pandemic, the mandates on the vaccinations of killing people, all of the things that are coming forth. You can't tell me that we're in far more jeopardy today than they were then. We're this close to extinction of liberty in the world. So now that I've spent two segments practically on talking about it's now or never and why this is so important, again, if you have cause, if you have any desire to help, just give us a call, 425-270-5416. So when we go into the Bill of Rights and we talk about privacy, because the Fourth Amendment basically tells us that we have a right to be secure in our persons, our effects, our places. When you look at what we're supposed to be secure in from government, well, government cannot use, nor can an entity sponsored by government. Do not think that even though a business may be a private business, it is established by whom? Every business in the world today is established by government, and it does the dealings with government, and then government starts injecting regulations that they need to do. Look at cars. Most people don't see, you know, well, they do see the regulations of safety and those types of things. But did you know that when they started doing onboard diagnostic computers, that they started creating and working their way into a black box? They started actually moving our car manufacturers into making cars so the government can control them. They now have cars today that they can actually hack into and shut you down. They can hack into and do things with your cars. You cannot tell me that is when you're driving your car, you are secure in your person. They've already got these little portals where, to just establish the portal, they should have to go to a judge, and they don't. Law enforcement now just is able to do whatever they need to, regardless of the cause, regardless of probable cause. And that should never be there. But the fact is that this is something the government has sought in controlling us. And the desire and what they are doing has nothing to do with the Constitution and directly violates. This stuff directly violates the Fourth Amendment and other parts of the Constitution. So we just want to make sure that you start understanding why it's important that we start going after and demanding compliance to the Constitution, because companies are bending over backwards to take away our rights. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Folks, when Amazon started giving away their customers, anybody that came to their website, anybody that started looking around, and Amazon kept track of you, and they started basically divulging your digital fingerprint. Because in those days, you had to create this digital association. And so this is how they started tracking you. And so now when they started, they began voluntarily giving the CIA all the things that you purchased and all the things you looked at. Doesn't matter if you were bad or good in what you did. They know that at some point a person can turn bad. Or when I say bad, a person can wake up and realize that, you know what? We need to start doing some fighting. This isn't good. Government's getting out of control. They want to know. They want to know when somebody's out of control. They want to know who's out of control. So you have to be, and I highly advise everybody to start doing everything you can to start reducing and wiping away your digital fingerprint. What that means is you really need to give up using a smartphone as a computer. You really need to give up allowing them to track you, because if you understand most every app that you install on your portable computing device, is spying on you, and it is sharing data with the big AI cloud owners like Google, Apple, and the rest of them. And these companies, whether you know it or not, is spying on you, and they're sharing this information with government because they want to. They want. They believe government needs to control you because they're scared of you. They realize that if they're going to have their utopian society, we need to be contained and we need to be controlled. Now, whether they understand or see the full plan of, you know, the murdering of all the people and everything else that they need to do, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When somebody starts willingly working and they don't, you know, pursue the truth and try to do the right thing, then they've been co-opted. They have been basically integrated and they cannot fall from the trust. And what I mean by that is once you go dark, your only way out is death. Because they will not, they do not want and will not allow somebody to actually walk away and start spilling the beans on the little bit that they may know. You know, there's a reporter that just recently died, New York Times. He's a political reporter. And the guy just supposedly killed himself. I would say, instead of calling it suicide, it's probably arcanicide. And arcanicide is a term that we've created a long time ago. I didn't come up with it, but I thought it was very pithy. It was to the point because there were lots of people that were supposedly in the 90s committing suicide, but come to find out the Clintons were behind it. And so instead of just saying the Clintons are doing all of it, because I'm telling you, when you're a political correspondent, there's probably zero chance that this guy killed himself. There's probably a much greater probability that he was exposed to something that could not get out. And so everything has been scrubbed and he has been eliminated. And the threat, I mean, it's just like these guys, they instantly pop up on the radar and they're disposed of. They're, pow, just like that. You can't, I mean, folks, this isn't Hollywood. This is real life. When we look at what Hollywood does, Hollywood only creates this fictional portrayal of real life. If you've ever watched The Blacklist, or if you've ever watched some of these TV sitcoms or situational not comedies, but just dramas and crime shows and those types of things. And they start exposing you to some of the things and how the corrupt really work. They're that corrupted, folks. The core is the limit. You know how they say the sky is the limit? Well, when you're going down, there's got to be a limit. And the core, where you actually melt into, you know, nothing, is the limit. And so when we look at these strategies, what we want to do is, because there's a lot of issues here that we focus on regarding individual property rights. Folks, we are losing our property. But one of the things we also have to place context to, which is why we go through Madison's essay on property, is helping connect the dots to say, if it is a right, your right of conscience, your freedom of speech, your right to be able to say what you want to say, your right to be able to do these things. You know, it doesn't matter if you hurt somebody's feelings. Yeah, I guess, you know, if you're being mean and spiteful like a bully to hurt somebody's feelings, then, you know, you're mean. Are you being mean, though, when you're actually coming out and talking the truth and trying to, and people's feelings get hurt? When you actually refuse to use the pronouns of somebody that wants to be identified by a certain pronoun, and you say, look, young man, you're just a little bit too confused, and they get all upset, and they want to sue you because you hurt their feelings. Folks, that's not being mean. That is not being mean. That is being outright honest and expressing your thoughts. And you have a right to do that. They don't have, they have a right to have their feelings hurt, but they don't have a right to come after you to say you don't have that right. Just like they have the right, because where are we in actually feeling, because how are we not offended? How are we not looking at what they're doing and saying, this is wrong, this is immoral, you shouldn't be doing this, that's a sin. Oh, but when you call somebody out that they're sinning, well, then they feel pretty bad. Folks, we can't let these things continue like this. We actually have to take a stand. And so going through all of these issues, we need to start demanding the right of free speech. If you live in Oregon, or if you live in a state that has created laws that restrict your speech, then you need to start petitioning them to say that this is a huge violation of our rights. And we need you to help us write these petitions. Like I said, we have hundreds of petitions. And all of these petitions can be used across the United States. So this is why what we're trying to do, and I've kind of mentioned that we will work on getting the Republic Review page up this year so that we will have a central repository of the petitions and actually start pointing towards this. And actually, this technically should be coming under the Republic Review domain, but Reclaiming the Republic. So if it doesn't make sense, I don't want to do it, but I'm considering figuring out a way. And maybe what I'll do is we'll just use the Reclaiming the Republic as the, you know, the content and petition management and those things. And on the Republic Review page, we'll kind of point to those things. But what we want to do is we want to start setting up state pages on that website so that we can keep track of the bills and the players. I want a permanent record so that everybody can point to who voted for and who voted against this original bill back in 2022 in Wyoming. And then in 2023, who's going to vote against it and who voted for this bill? We need this information because, folks, when you really start proving this out to the people in the election year, that this person voted against their oath of office, they take an oath to support the Constitution. We had a bill that demanded full compliance to the Constitution, and this person voted against it. This person should not be able to ever take an oath again. They should be removed from office because they voted against that bill. And I think people are going to start connecting the dots, especially in these dark red counties, in these dark red legislative districts, in these dark red states. I think you want to come up with a way to kill rhinos. You want to come up with a way to hold them accountable. This is it. These First Amendment petitions and these types of legislative bills in proving that these folks have nothing to do with preserving liberty or supporting the Constitution. So with that, the other thing we want to get into is the software and the OS stuff. So when we talk about, and this is a part of the strategy, when we talk about having a right in not, you know, secure in your persons so that your data can't be just thrown around, we need to get states into a position where they create a commission or a permanent committee that actually it takes on complaints. Because if you're being force-fed advertisement because they're spying on you, then that means that they're spying on you and they're sharing that and trying to target you. And, you know, they think they're doing you a favor. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't want them to be able to do that, then you should be able to complain to your state, and your state should be able to turn right back around, should be able to turn right back around and go after these companies for violating your rights. And to, basically, but they need the ability to be able to go in, go into the code and everything else and say, right here is how you're doing this. This is why we need in our, I'll just say, in this constitutional paradigm change, we need people that understands code, software, and those types of things. We'll be right back.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so when we look at what's going on with software spying by code and those types of things, and more importantly, we need to be able to track how these things are being reported, who they're reporting to, and so forth. Because bottom line, software companies have been enabled because of our ignorance, have been enabled to actually work together and collude in spying on you and in keeping track of you. Some of these companies just think, oh, well, it's good for your health. I mean, technically, folks, these, you know, anything that has to do with your health is violating HIPAA laws. And so we need to have these commissions. And let me step back a second. In the 80s with Tailhook and in the, you know, the decades before, when men started behaving worse and worse and became more crude and more openly vile towards women, you know, sexually, and it just became more and more okay to be open season where men can just get away with doing boy things. And we took a, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent society kind of looked at this, and even though government was responsible for trying to put teeth into this, and they corrupted it, definitely. But the fact of the matter is, should we as a society, as an enlightened society, allow men or women to actually be predators, sexual predators, in behaving openly, touching, saying things, and so forth? And so we as a society, by the early 2000s, on our own, with actually with government's involvement, actually, government started mandating that if somebody came along and screamed sexual harassment, or, you know, they were raped or anything like that, whoever they reported it to was duty-bound to actually take action. In other words, you couldn't just say, I looked at this, I kind of did a quick investigation, and there was just nothing there. No. You must pass it on, and it must take a good, honest view and a good, honest review, I should say, that requires people looking at it. Well, we need to take the intrusion in your privacy the same way. And this is why we need a committee or a convention or a convention, I'm sorry, commission. Starts with the C, right? They're all C words. Anyway, we need the ability for you to actually report that on your, and then what you would do is you just report what applications you've got and so forth. And we need, because once we get into all of the software code and so forth, and once we create a sharing amongst the states, there's no doubt in my mind, because right now the states can't share, but there's no doubt in my mind that we'll be able to start exposing all of this, and it'll be a lot easier because you don't have to go through the ground zero. Because you got to remember that you have protected rights. Corporations don't. They are institutions that are created by the states, and they have to be accountable to the states. You are not accountable to the states. You are accountable to God. Now, you're accountable to the Constitution, not the states. And so if you violate the laws of the Constitution, you will be held accountable. But if you really look at those laws, many of those laws have nothing to do with the laws that were being inflicted, or the laws that are being inflicted upon us today have nothing to do with the Constitution. The Constitution is not our threat. The Constitution is actually our security. And so when we start looking at the OS and we start looking at these features that they put into these things, whether it be the operating system as well as the applications and how all of this stuff marries up, and how it all works together, includes together in feeding. Because I'm going to tell you, with Windows 11, there's some artificial intelligence being planned into this. And they're saying this is all for your security because they're going to monitor you. I do not trust Microsoft. I do not trust these companies. I do not trust technology. I know because I've worked around these people. Most of these people are ideologues. And when I say ideologues, they're people that are smart, that think they know better and they know more than you. And they should be doing things to help you be, you know, to live better and safer. In other words, it sounds pretty much like communist, right? Oh, we can only trust us because we know more than they do. Well, it doesn't matter what they know. They have no right to violate your rights. So this is why once you get reported, once an app, once a phone, once all of this stuff, then what they have to do is they have to do a forensic check. And so the best way to do this, if you ask me, is if you report your phone and all the apps, you say, you know, something's going on. And oh, by the way, personally, on a personal note, I have a 4G Samsung, and I know it's an old Galaxy, and it's 7 years old or so, so you can figure out what it is, or eight, and back then it was one of the older phones too, and I wanted a phone that had very limited features, that didn't have a lot of stuff baked into it, and these abilities put into it, some of it was OS, some of it was apps and so forth, but I don't have any apps on my phone. It's just, people say, well, you got a smartphone. Why don't you just do this? I go, no, it's not a smartphone. It's only a phone. No, and then they deny what I just told them. And then I throw the phone at them and I go, okay, you go ahead and put whatever app you think I need to have on there. And then they'll try and they go, oh, well, you don't have an account on here. That's right. I have no personal connection to that phone other than the fact that I pay a phone company for my service. That's it. Folks, we have been bamboozled into believing that by allowing them to take over our lives, then our life is better. And many people believe you're too far down this rat hole. No, you can start unplugging now. You need to unplug now. As a matter of fact, this is a suggestion before I run out of time here. Go buy yourself an old phone. If you don't think you can buy an old phone, you can. They're not brand new, maybe, that they're refurbished. Or you can buy one that's been factory refurbished, that's kind of an old phone. But get yourself an older phone. Get yourself a 4G phone. If you can get a 3G phone, okay. But I'm telling you, I know that we're having problems because I know that with the 5G rollout, it is starting to affect the 4G phones. Oh, well, you need to upgrade your phone. No, I don't need to upgrade my phone. That network needs to be backwards compatible. So this technological committee needs to actually be able to step in on those types of things to say, hey, hold on here. Are you really forcing everybody to get, well, everybody does it. No, it doesn't matter. You can't move forward and leave people behind. I know that these are private, but when it comes down to communications and when it comes down to supporting and servicing the people with infrastructure, remember, folks, I'm telling you right now that when it comes down to infrastructure, we have only government that's capable of delivering and maintaining. You know, do they make roads that force you to get a new car? No. And making networks that force you to get a new phone is asinine. There's no reason why these things can't be backwards compatible other than the interface itself. So like with the USB, a USB 1.0 should be compliant, an A USB termination. They have an A type, a B type, a D type, and so forth, and C. And so they have all of these different types of USB terminations, you know, plugs that you plug into your computer. That A type can be and should be backwards compatible all the way back to USB 1.0. It's the same thing with SATA. It's the same thing with IDE, or it's the same thing with SAS or Fiber Channel. You know, we talk about this all the time. When technology moves forward, 9 times out of 10, this new technology, 90% of it is built upon older technology. You know, like Fiber Channel. Fiber Channel is just SCSI commands going across a optical network instead of actually using a bunch of copper and having a whole bunch of copper wires for SCSI communications. And when we start looking at how they innovate, they're not really innovating. So this goes actually all the way back to the copyrights and patents. We have a petition on this as well. That, you know, somebody really has to, you know, create a brand new thing. When somebody innovates on an existing patent, like the SCSI communications patent, whoever did that original patent, when somebody innovates or uses that for something else, does that person really deserve a whole new patent? And the problem is we're creating these patents, and these patents last way too long. You know, who are we protecting? We shouldn't be that protective with corporations. We should be realistic to say, yeah, we want a competitive environment. And technologically, 3 years is a generation, easily. They're saying a year and a half is truly a generation. And in some speaks, it's 1 year or even less. Folks, there's a lot to get our arms around when it comes to technology, but we need to actually start putting our foot down and using Republic Review and petitions is the way to do it. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.